Mayor-elect Reed, soon to be Mayor Reed, has been spending time talking to the counselors. He's been meeting with department heads. We've been having transition meetings every Wednesday where we talk about mostly what he wants to know, what he wants to learn. In fact, the last session we had was about 2 hours long, and it was entitled, What Don't I Know I Don't Know? And we got to talk about an awful lot of things, some of them minor, but you know, exceptionally important, something that might come up once every 3 or 4 or 5 months, but might have very lasting ramifications, a lot of those kinds of conversations. So this is probably as smooth a transition from one mayor to another as you'll see. Of course, the council, really, there's only one seat changing, so that will be a fairly comfortable change as well. And I think things will go on.
You've been in politics in the city for a while now. You were on the city council and then became mayor. Why did you enter politics in the first place?
Oh, you know, I got trapped. I helped my friend Don Kasprzak in his campaign when he ran for mayor. And the retribution for that was when the seat in the 4th Ward became vacant shortly after the first of the year, he appointed me to fill the seat. And so I started basically the 1st of April in 2007, and I've been there ever since.
Has it changed your attitudes towards city governance, having now been in city government?
No. I mean, I really think that I understood city government pretty well. I had worked in government-related operations for years at all levels, city, county, worked with some state and national people, and so I really had a good sense for it. I also had been employed in the not-for-profit sector, had a good sense for what that was. And I knew what I was getting into when I started. I had very realistic expectations, I came out of it really feeling the same way.
What has been the biggest challenges leading the city, both as mayor and previously as a counselor?
Well, of course, always the thing that bothers you the most are the things you can't control that have major impact. I mentioned last night that one of the things that hasn't changed going back really almost two full terms of mayor is state aid hasn't changed. You know, the state says you must stay within the tax cap, but we're going to let our state aid erode with inflation. And while that's, in the larger scheme of things, not the only issue that's out there, it is our third largest source of revenue in the city. At the same time, during those 10 years, we saw the price of state retirement, again, something we don't control, skyrocket. It was going up 39, 40% a year a couple of years. Now it's creeping back down 3, 4, 5% a year back down, but that doesn't make up for those years when it just skyrocketed. Huge, huge cost increases. And again, outside of our control, and yet, we're being told that we have to maintain our revenue levels in a very tightly controlled manner. And, you know, the nominal 2% tax cap was only 2% twice. That was the first 2 years while they were, getting the system in place to adjust it. And it's adjusted based on the price of commodities that are not relevant to city government. It's not the consumer price index. It doesn't include asphalt, and it doesn't include the kinds of health insurance systems that municipalities have to deal with, and so it's a bit disingenuous to try to hold us to that. And that's why, when it first came out, we talked about this around the council table, that ultimately every municipality at one time or another has to go above the tax cap. You can't live in a world where you're getting, less than 1% increase in your taxes when your health care costs are going up, in our case, only 2.5% a year. That's phenomenal. That recognizes some really good management. Average is above 9. And if the cost's going up 9% and your revenue is going up less than 1%, sooner or later the bubble has to burst.
You talk about the tax cap, which is a mandate by the state, and a lot of community leaders will talk about other unfunded mandates from the state. You've been involved in the city organization for the state, the New York State Association.
New York Conference of Mayors.
New York Conference of Mayors. Do you get the sense the state understands the trials it's putting the cities through? And if they don't, what will it take to get them to understand?
Well, ultimately, we have some cities around the state that are in great difficulty. And I think that we're on the verge in some places of seeing, you know, municipal bankruptcies like we've seen in California. Detroit was in those straits as well. I think those kinds of things are going to happen, and that's what it's going to take for people to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe we haven't done this quite right.
How do you see the city of Plattsburgh? How has it changed since you've been in office?
Things are pretty good. I think we've done a good job of not overburdening the taxpayers. And there's a lot going on. One of the comments that was made last night that shocked me, but one of the councilors said that there's no growth in Plattsburgh. I'm pretty sure the Strand grew a little over the last few years. I'm pretty sure that, you know, Tall Pines got built. You know, wait a minute. I look around. There's a lot of stuff going on. Look at all of the new art that's downtown. Not stuff the city actually, you know, monetarily supported, but there's a lot going on. And there's a lot going on because the attitude has changed. It's changed globally. It's changed nationally. And we were in a period of economic resurgence. And here, as much as anywhere in the world, people are starting to get some real confidence. We're headed in a really positive direction. I mean, how can you feel negative about winning a $10 million award for downtown revitalization? How can you feel down about being part of the greater Plattsburgh community that ends up with Norsk Titanium?
When you look at your years in office here, what do you hope your legacy to the city is?
Well, legacies, that's an interesting thing. You know, I don't really look at this as a legacy. I mean, I think one of the really interesting lessons that I learned is, I said I joined the council really the last couple of days of March and in April of 2007. And in that first month, we had a groundbreaking. And I was told to show up and I'm going to stick a shovel in the ground. I didn't even know what it was. I had nothing to do with preparing it. I didn't apply for any of the grants. But here I was as a representative of the city being part of the groundbreaking. Well, it was the Saranac River Trail. And that makes you think. If you think about that, they were still developing the Saranac River Trail. So it was conceived at least 4 mayors ago, maybe five. And I look at this more as there's not a legacy. It's a relay race. And, you know, I've had the baton for the last 3 years. I've advanced this around the track once or twice. And now it's somebody else's turn to move on. But I think that, you know, I've done my part. I think that, you know, there's a lot of accomplishments that we've had. Some of them, again, not really based on our skill or our intent. One of the most transformative things we did was in response to citizen input, the road diet for North Margaret Street. Tremendously transformative. Cost us an extra $80,000 to put a little extra asphalt down there, you know. But that was perfect. Cheap and transformative. Things that are inside baseball. We have a charter that people can actually read and understand. You know, I mean, Councilor O'Connell could find where the veto power was in the new charter. It was buried in the old one, and he'll find it if he went looking for it eventually. You know, it's a better document. It's more useful. It's stuff that will guide the city in a much better way. The marina set a different tone. It was about being a welcoming community to visitors from the lake. You know, we didn't have that kind of bilingual, very friendly attraction on our waterfront, to the point where, you know, now we're talking about small boat dock at Wilcox. We're talking about the possibility of expanding it. You know, those are all good things. And I think if I had to come up with a summation of this, what I think happened is, I think we just made this a better place to live, a little bit better than it was, 3 years ago. And I think that that's really all you can do, is you can come in here and you can play your role in what happens. So, again, back to the Saranac River Trail. I've greatly enjoyed being first a councilor and now a mayor that's watched the Saranac River Trail grow. You know, there's another step that's coming. It's going to happen after I leave office. I'm going to be just as proud of that as I was the one I had nothing to do with in the beginning and the things that I have had to do with in the interim, you know. The bridges across the Saranac River that'll get the trail into downtown. That happened on my watch, but that was just my piece or my council's piece, you know. But it's just part of a much larger mosaic, and, you know, we're just happy we're able to do what we could when we were here.